From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 27, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Daily Mail that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson has introduced legislation to address some of the issues related to the federal disaster assistance process. If passed, Gibson said the legislation would create a process for disaster assistance applicants to receive notice of what financial help they are eligible for and what the impact would be for accepting or declining certain types of aid. Applicants would also be told if they are entitled to receive additional forms of assistance and what the repayment requirements or penalties might be. Gibson said more residents were not aware of the complex rules that govern disaster assistance when they applied for help in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene and Superstorm Sandy. He said, and I quote, "This constituent-driven bill brings fairness and clarity to a system that's vital to rebuilding our communities," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Julia Reichel is reporting at the Watershed Post that a fire started by a man in the Ulster County town of Shandaken on Monday, April the 25th, burned 5 acres of forest on the south face of Garfield Mountain in the Catskill Forest Preserve. Within 20 minutes of being set, the blaze was out of control, according to a press release from the Shandaken Police. The man has been charged with negligently starting a forest fire, a state environmental violation. 20 local fire companies and police agencies worked for 6 hours before getting it under control. Shandaken is one of New York State's designated fire towns, where burning is heavily regulated throughout the year because of the high risk of sparking forest fires. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Brian Nearing is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is charging the operators of a 538-foot ship from the Marshall Islands with dumping oil in the Hudson River at Rensselaer on Friday, April the 22nd, Earth Day. The south wind transports scrap metal around the world. The ship's captain told DEC environmental conservation officers that the spill was caused by a backup of pressure in the ship's waste oil tanks. Crew members collected the spilled oil, and at least 20 gallons was discharged directly into the river. The captain and the owner of the ship were issued violations, including failure to contain waste oil, unlawful disposure of used oil, and failure to report an oil spill. The oil dissipated before the spill's response team could contain it. According to the DEC, the oil dump had a minimal environmental impact. The incident remains under investigation. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Yacy Roy in Newsday is reporting that State Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman okayed online voter registration in Suffolk County. Long Island County would be the first in the state to allow online voter registration. Assistant Solicitor General Kathleen Sheingold wrote in the opinion that state election law would allow an electronic signature on a voter registration form. Schneiderman said the opinion opened, and I quote, "a new era of truly online voter registration, an incredibly exciting step that will help make the state election process more accessible and simpler for all," end quote. You can read that full story in Newsday. Timothy Knight in the Watershed Post reports that former State Assembly Minority Leader John Fasco, who is running for the Republican nomination for New York's 19th Congressional District, was also a lobbyist for the Constitutional Pipeline since serving in Albany. The Constitutional Pipeline, one of four proposed to crisscross the area, was denied permits by the state's Department of Environmental Conservation on April 22nd. The pipeline would have run from northern Pennsylvania to Schoharie County, largely along I-88. Fasco, who is based in Kinderhook, defended the natural gas that would flow through the pipelines. Fasco said, and I quote, "the reason New York State has had an almost 25% decline in carbon dioxide is because we replace coal with natural gas," end quote. Millbrook Oil executive Andrew Haney and Hamden businessman Robert Bishop are running against Fasco in a June 28th primary election. You can read the full interview with Fasco in the Watershed Post. The Daily Freeman reports that rain on April 26 dampened a wildfire at Sam's Point in the Minnewaska State Park Preserve, but it was still active in the afternoon and has now burned an estimated 2,000 acres. Christopher Tarantino, public information officer for the state incident management team, said that the brush fire would likely burn throughout the night despite rainfall. He also worries about the dry forecast for the rest of the week. Flames have risen as high as 80 feet, and Governor Andrew Cuomo's office sent 70 more firefighters to the scene on April 26. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today, then gradually becoming completely sunny with a temperature high near 61 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be clear with a low around 32 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 39. On Friday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 5:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:51 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 27th day of April, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.